with Vance, roger.
Okay, good morning, everybody. We are underway. It is, I believe it's September 19th, 2015, and we've got a full house already on board. I am hoping that Bobby and Jeannie and Julie, Steve, Carol, maybe, are going to be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and join me. First things first, though, I want to cover that we've got 2 days left of an exciting promotion that garners a lot of people some wonderful power band necklaces. And if you did not see the email, if you did not receive the email, my apologies on behalf of Deacon, because you should have by now, front and center on the website, big, great banner, end of the summer giveaway, anyone who orders $150 or more. It cannot be $150 exact, okay? So make sure if you're pushing it to the penny, it doesn't want to be exactly 150. It wants to be 150 or more. So make sure that's the amount, and with every $150 or more order, it should just be 151. I don't know why they do these things. But a free Nikon yellow power band necklace will be added to the order. We had a customer register themselves and order a pet pad, the large pet pad, and automatically was added to the order. So they're going to receive it as a freebie and say, wow, this is kind of nice, and not even know why they received it. So it's kind of fun, especially when you've got customers and consultants, to encourage them to take advantage of that. It's a $45 retail value. So it is kind of fun to, you know, pull quarters together or just remind people now would be a good time to reorder the filters, whether it's air or water, or get creative. You got today and tomorrow. So tomorrow night at midnight is when it ends, the 20th of September. And it says while supplies last, but I don't think we've ever run out of a freebie promotion. I could be wrong on that, but I think there's plenty to go around. So take advantage of that. Let your people know. Make some phone calls. It doesn't hurt to always have some fun with things like that. That's the only other announcement I have. Besides, there are still tickets available to San Antonio. It's actually a month from now, a month and 2 days. October 22nd through the 25th in San Antonio, Texas. All the information is on the website as well. And there's tons of fun to be had by people. I've been getting lots of texts from folks joining rooms together and sharing and all that fun stuff. And I would encourage you, if you've never been to a major Nikon event, this is a fantastic one. There'll be new products introduced. All the corporate folks will be there, as well as tons and tons of field leaders. And so it's going to be incredible, and looking forward to seeing most of the members of Team Rogers will be there, so we're going to have kind of a mini reunion, so to speak. Trying to think if there's anything else that I wanted to share up front. I don't think that's it. So question for today, and again, I'm hoping, I'm inviting members of Team Rogers to push *6 on your phone line, so I'm not the only one conversing, because if I am, I'll share my thoughts, and then we'll be done, or we'll open it up for other stuff. But this week, Ben Woodward talked about the concept of deadlines, and he cited several studies, and quite a bit of research has been done on the subject. And one of the things that takes place when we have a deadline, it's number one thing that responds to the body is there's a stress level increase. And one gentleman made a comment, said, you know, I love the sound that deadlines make as they whiz right on by. And he said, because the arousal, the chemical arousal that takes place in the body is something that creates good stress and that we should prepare. It's like going to something that, you know, a kid's recital that we know starts at a certain time and that we need to be there. Otherwise, we'll be late and there'll be no seats. there should be something in our body that responds. It's much like our oldest daughter who was supposed to be at the high school gym this morning at 6 o'clock to depart on the bus to go play at a volleyball tournament. Well, I walked in her room at 6:01 and I said, "Good morning, kiddo. Aren't you supposed to be there at 6? And she says, "What time is it?" I said, 6:01. And, "Oh, I've never seen that kid get up and out the door and grab breakfast on the way out." 6:06, thank you. That's a good deadline. It produces a good amount of stress because she knows otherwise she'll get left. And I know she doesn't want to drive all the way 45 minutes across town for a tournament. But as stress increases, so does our performance. And we seem to do so much more than we were ever able to before as a result of that. And again, these are good things that happen. The question that I wrote down for myself is simply this. What would my growth look like in all five pillars if we treated every day, or if I treated every day, like it was the last day of the month? You know, can I increase the intensity and push the limits on the five pillars? Can we increase it? What does that look like? What needs to change in order to, you know, for example, you know, 92% of Nikanites find out about Nikan because of a product. So if that's our focus, if healthy body is the first of the five pillars, what does that mean to push the limits on that? To push it a little further. Are there things that we can do? One of the members of our small group, we were talking about this last night, he did a 200-mile bike ride from Seattle to Portland. And I asked him, I said, "What was that like?" He said, "Well, you trained for it." And he trains and regularly goes on 50-mile bike rides. And he said, "So it was not a big deal." It really wasn't. And Bruce is in his, I want to say, mid-50s, I would say. And he did 150 miles the first day and only 50 the second. He said, so the second day was kind of like a, you know, just kind of a victory lap, so to speak. But again, it's getting accustomed to doing that, that allowed him to do that. And, you know, those are things that we can do. To our body, our mind, you know, how much are we reading? How much are we putting in? And the good stuff. Or even movies, entertainment. Our pastor taught us years ago that, you know, movies should be there for entertainment, not an escape. If a movie is looked at as, oh, I just have to see it because I need a break, then there's probably some values or something's out of sync. Prior to that. There needs to be some corrections made prior to seeing that or taking that in. The people we associate with, are they contributing? Again, another member of our small group is so looking forward to retirement. She works for the FBI. And she said it's not a good environment. It's not so much her coworkers, but what she does as an investigator, it's no fun. She said, "It's just we're investigating bad people all the time," and the list goes on. When you look at family, finances, society, there's some of us that can really push the envelope or tweak it a little bit more regarding what we're involved in charitable in areas and those kind of things. So let's open it up. It's no fun just to me sharing. *6 on your phone line, and this doesn't have to be any of the mentees. This could be anybody and everybody. Or let's hear some of the things rather than making more of a resolution or something that's a goal. What are some of the things that you have been tweaking over the last few months, and how is what's been the response of that? Hi, I know there's a couple of you on the line because I can hear you. So *6 again on your phone line. Don't be shy. Nobody will reach through the phone line and pinch you or anything. It doesn't hurt at all.
Hi, Vance.
Good morning.
This is Elaine Matthews in Pennsylvania. How are you?
I am excellent, Elaine. Good to have you.
I just wanted to share that I went into a shoe store and bought a new pair of shoes, and this man came walking in. He had terrible back pain. He was working there. I put a piece of duct tape on his back. It was maybe 3 blocks. And he called me up. He said within a half an hour, he couldn't believe the warmth, and his back felt better, and he now wanted to buy the inserts for his shoes.
Elaine, is that a stretch for you to talk to somebody like that?
Or is that no, it's not.
Nature?
No, I'll talk to anybody that's within 5 feet of me, 10 feet of me, or whatever. And I usually just talk and make a friend first and visit with people, and then, I hear what they say, and then I might go further with introducing you can, or I might not. It just depends how friendly and open they are.
And have you found it easier with the duct in situations like that to kind of step out? And rather than, typically, in years past, we would, if we built a good relationship for somebody, we'd be more likely to loan them the MagFlex, which that's a, $101 retail item versus a piece of duct is, a few cents, if that, $19 for a 10-foot roll. It's a little more cost-effective for one, and if you can't get back at the person, it's no big deal. But what would you usually have done in the past? How would that kind of played out with if you didn't have the duct?
Well, in the past, I might have shared about the back flex, but I don't know that I would have gave it to him if I didn't know him. And I might have given some CM cream if I had a sample of that and asked them if I could put it on their back for them, because I found that you got to get it on there or they'll never use it. And one of my requirements is I need a name and phone number if I'm going to use CM cream or put duct tape on you, because I want to know if it helped and if you liked it. And I'll get back to you. So, in fact, that store, I got 3 names, and I gave out 3 samples of the duct tape and 3 phone numbers. And the one lady, she exercised. It came off right away. She wasn't interested. The other lady, I really haven't heard back from. I've tried, but haven't got a hold of her. So this gentleman has been the best of the three, but that's pretty good odds, I think.
Yeah, no, it's great. Well, the neatest thing about the duct tape is, Herb Rath shared with a group of us this week. It is, it's God's gift of attention getters, that it really does create a reaction in the body because of the concept of what, in the theory and the science behind kinetic tape, of lifting the skin so that you create more space so that all the nerve endings and all the tissue and everything can circulate around. That's why he could have such a great response in 30 minutes' time in his back. Because, 82% of Americans deal with a back issue of some sort of another, and the majority of them are in the lower back. My friend Doug Wheaton, who actually I signed him up on Thursday, he was a consultant from 15, 20 years ago. He searched us out about a year ago. He had a bunch of old Nikon products, and that he wanted to exchange for some newer ones, because somehow I don't know how I found out what was new. But at any rate, I met with them. We made an exchange. I got a whole bunch of old stuff that, we're still figuring out what to do with. But, and I got him some new things. And one was a MagFlex, which he absolutely loved, and he lost it. His wife wanted the new pillow. She didn't like that, so we ended up back and forth. But when we had breakfast on Thursday morning, he said, did that tape help arthritis? And he described in great detail how bad his arthritis is in his shoulders and what he's been dealing with and, all this, that, and the other. And I said, well, I don't know. You know, let's see what could happen. And we put it on, and then I took a sample of the sand cream and massaged it into his shoulders around the areas where, you know, I'd already put the tape, so two strips going down. And it's a really good idea to pull the little paper instruction sheet out and show people and say, oh, look, here's the instruction sheet. Let's see what it shows for shoulders. And that way it's duplicatable. That way you're in the process of training somebody. And this is a customer at best. And so anyhow, it was 45 seconds later, or give or take, and he puts his fork down, and he looks at me with this serious, stoic face, and simply, the words come out of his mouth, I'm sold. How much is this stuff, and how soon can I get it? How long does it last? And I said, well, those two pieces, you know, 4 to 5, maybe 6 days. He said, in the shower? I said, yeah. He said, the edges will start getting ruffled and whatnot, and you just pull it off. And he said, oh, and so I went into the, you know, the fact that, well, you know, you can get 7 rolls for the price of 6. He said, well, I'm going to definitely do that. Well, then I immediately started talking about the promotion. And the more we talked, the more he started adding things to the list. And I just finally looked at him and I said, hey, Doug, would you want to actually get this at cost with the intention of maybe sharing it with other people? And he says, oh, yeah, no, there's several people that I got to get a couple rolls of this. And he named the person. I don't know who it was. And I said, well, it might be in your best interest to register as a consultant, spend the $60 as a member, and then you could get it. So we went into that whole thing. But again, my whole premise is not so much to register somebody to get a discount. It's to register them so they can in turn share it with other people. And that's part of it. I will be inviting Doug to an event that we have up in Seattle. Him and his wife are a wonderful couple. And I think they'll come. So it'll, you know, but we take it. But it all, again, it all started with the duck. You know, and it makes it fun. So we've got others on the line. There's more stories out there. Besides Elaine's and besides mine. This is what they call dead air, and you guys are usually really, really chatty.
Hi, Vince. This is Hannah from New York.
Good morning. How are you?
I've been on the call since the beginning. I'm fine. I have a duck story.
Well, we like duck stories.
Yes. I bruised my right rib under my breast. I don't know how. It's just the right rib. Under, you know, that bulging out bone,
mm-hmm.
It was hurting. So I put the duck on it. I couldn't sleep otherwise. I've been sleeping very good with it. No more, not much pain. A little still there, but not as much as it was before.
And what is that? Did you go to the doctor for the broken rib, Hannah?
No, it's not broken. It's just bruised. It hurts.
Oh, bruised. Okay.
Yeah, it bruised. I don't know how I did it because it's in a place where it shouldn't be, but I did. It was hurting because I sleep on my stomach. So I figured, what does it, it can't hurt. And it
helped.
I've been sleeping on it. No problem.
Well, and the tricky, irritable thing about a rib, whether it's bruised or broken, either way, the only ingredients and the only way that they heal is a word called time. And unfortunately, none of us really want to give them the time that they need to take to heal. And they're very uncomfortable and awkward. And having broken ribs twice, two times in my lifetime, both times from being stupid and foolish, it really does hurt. But I know the second time utilizing the Nikan solutions, this is 20-plus years ago, actually. It's all the difference in the world. But, Hannah, what's great about the duck is you just simply put it on and leave it be, right?
Yes, it is. I go shower with it. I went swimming with it. It's no problem.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing, too, McKenna came in and showed our small group last night. She had a, what was that, last Saturday. She went down and got a contusion, major bruise on the inside of her thigh, right above her knee, because her knee had slipped down. And what was so cool was that it was a couple days later, we used the duct and one of the power minis and put it right there. And then 24 hours, I asked her last night, how long did you leave that on there for? And she said, oh, only 24 hours. And it still got more of a donut-shaped bruise in a big spot because where the magnet is, it accelerated the healing process. And I would encourage that, by the way. Any of the power minis that you have is a great way to accelerate any activity that you have with the duct. But you can use it individually. As Elaine shared, it is a fantastic way to introduce it to new people. So,
you're right.
Hannah, let me put you on the spot here, because you were able to take part in the Virginia Expo that I was at a few weeks ago.
Okay.
Fantastic event. What have you done since then to implement some change in the five pillars?
I have been talking more to people, not much results yet, but I have approached more people a little bit more, not as carefully as before, and I've been prospecting more, and I'm hoping something will come of it. That's all I can say.
And I love your attitude, Anna, because
my choice in that. Doesn't want to move yet.
Well, that's all we can do is hope. You know, that's the bottom line of what we do is we hope. Because we can't guarantee that even if people's bodies do respond and get results, we can't guarantee that they're actually going to be open enough to recognize those results or to simply be open to it. It's not always there.
I am there for the long run. I'm not giving up yet. I believe it's going to work for me eventually.
And Hannah, for the group, because I don't know if you've ever shared on the call, your ethnicity, your background is what?
Because
we know that...
I grew up in Israel. And
okay.
I joined through my sister in Israel.
Okay. Fantastic.
And I live in New York City. If anybody from this area, please get together with me. I'd love to talk to other people in the area. Maybe we can help each other.
And you're in Queens, correct?
Yes, I'm in Queens, New York.
Okay. Okay. Well, it's good to have you on the line, and it's always good to have you contribute, for sure.
Thank you.
All right. Anyone else that wants to share either a duck story or things you've been doing in your life to tweak or to improve?
Good morning. This is Bobby Vance. I'm really in a hurry. I'm going. We're on our way to a picnic, so I'm just here for a second.
Speak fast, Bobby.
Speak fast. That's hard for me. You know me. I want to just tell people, I don't know if anybody else says, I belong to a networking group. We meet once a week. I'm finding that is a better way. I have gained a consultant out of that group, and there's about 40 of us there. We get to give a 30-second infomercial every Friday morning, and then whenever we want to sign up at least twice a year, we can be the featured speaker, and we get 10 minutes. In any event, I did gain a consultant out of that group, and it's a holistic doctor, and she's also an acupuncturist. And she recommends our products to her patients as well. And so with her being a consultant, she sells, has them order right from her, which is terrific. Yesterday, there's also a gentleman there who sells Organo coffee, which is supposed to be an alkaline coffee, because I never realized until a couple of weeks ago that coffee was acidic. So I said to him, well, geez, I said, if you're selling... alkaline coffee, then I said, you put acidic water in it, what does that do to your coffee? So one of his downline was there, and he said, oh, I buy alkaline water. And I said, you buy alkaline water? Where do you buy it? So he told me, and I said, oh, I'm going to go over and get it. He said, well, it's cheaper if you buy it by the case. And I said, oh, I'm not buying a case of it. I said, I just want to test it. So hopefully if we get out of this picnic early enough, we're going to swing by there on our way home today.
Okay. Yeah, well, even, I mean, to buy it, that's just kind of spendy. I mean,
right, because they could do the thing. And, well, he gave his infomercial, I should have said, to two people prior to me. So when it came my turn, and I always speak about the total wellness and why we can make that claim. Believe me, you want to hear me talk fast. And I said, if you're going to drink his coffee, then you need to make it with my water. and he said, hey, that's an idea. So I'm going to give him a call. His downline wasn't as receptive to it when I talked with him, because he believes in this jug of water that he buys. But I'm going to talk to Eric, because we know Eric, and just see if we can't work together, you know, between the coffee and the water. But anyway, I really believe that I'm starting to get more activity, and since I belong to that networking group. So if anybody has any of those near them, you'll usually find them in the newspaper under, you know, local listings and stuff like that. And ours just happens to be a real super one.
Yeah, most of them are, that I'm familiar with. They're really people that are wanting to do something more, wanting to give back to the community. They want to network with other people, thus the name networking group.
Don't expect it to happen overnight, because I've been a member here, I think, 2 or 2.5 years, something like that. Of course, in the beginning, I was, even as outgoing as I am and as good as I can talk to somebody one-on-one or two-on-one, I was just a nervous wreck, so I didn't want to say very much, you know. But once I broke loose, you know, now it's really starting to open up and people are listening. I had one guy say to me yesterday, because I always have my water bottle with me, too. We meet at IHOP, and I have my water bottle with my pie water, and then I will ask for just ice water. I don't drink anything or eat anything while I'm there. And I just ask for ice water, and they watch me pour it into the bottle. And I said, oh, yeah, as long as it goes through my system, it's okay. So I did have a guy inquire yesterday. He had gone out. He had asked me last week to mail him the water demo, so I sent him Rick's, and he was unsure about ordering because he said, I want to make sure you get credit for it, not that other guy that was given the water test. I said, oh, no. I said, he tells you to go out to whoever gave you the information. So I gave him a...
Oh. Well, that's fantastic, Bobby. Yeah, and I think the biggest thing is what you're doing is you're just kind of getting out there. You're stepping out.
You know, I am out, but I need to get out more. I need to push myself. You know, I have hobbies as well, and sometimes you just get, you know, in the house and you get going, and there's no reason. Just go out for an hour, you know. Just say, I'm going out today for an hour, and pick an hour and be ready and leave.
Yeah,
you'd be
exactly
surprised how many people you can meet in an hour.
Yep, exactly.
You know?
But hey, Bobby, thank you for sharing.
Okay, I'm out of here. The rest of the call, but we'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Bobby.
Okay, take care. Bye.
One of the things, before the next person jumps on the line and shares, I want to just comment something that Bobby does really, really well, and this is sometimes we forget how to leverage both people and or tools. She did both in that she leveraged Rick Murphy on the water video, because she naturally could have explained that. But why not use something that's already been done that tests several different kinds of water? And everybody loves YouTube, and it's almost as if it establishes credibility when we utilize a video like that. And again, one of the easiest ways to tap into that, so you don't have to worry about sending a link or anything, just write it down for people and say, hey, if you're familiar with YouTube, go to, you know, do the search on YouTube and just type in Rick Murphy Waterfall. That's it. And it'll pop up. So again, Rick Murphy Waterfall. And that video will pop up, and then let them see. Let them go searching for it. especially if they're inquisitive, because water is a major contributing factor to so many different things. And it's great when we have the best source of it. So, more stories.
Hi, Ben, this is Monica.
Good morning, Molly. How are you?
Well, I have been kind of inactive after came back from Leaders of Being More. I had a terrific respiratory illness because of the smoke inhalation over the mountain and in Idaho. And so I was laying myself off, but on giving samples, I had been given the vital balance. And two people signed up, and one customer, and one person said that he cannot take it out of, other than the one that that signed up. One person, they cannot take it. I don't know why. Well, anyway, my life right now is kind of on a hold. Getting the house ready for, to move and to be on the market. So that's what I am doing nowadays. So, sorry that I'm not reactivating myself.
Molly, one of the things that, or what is one of the things that, as a result of Leaders Being More, going back home, and the application of that, that you noticed made a difference for you? Because you took in a lot at that event, I know. Talking
yeah.
to the people that were there.
The identity issue. Am I a leader or am I not a leader? I know that it had ingrained into me a little bit more that I am a leader. That I better act like a leader when now I go out to hunt for other leaders. And once I get them, however their age might be, I have one is 80, he's some year old, he wants to use Mekin to supplement his income or at least get his product paid for by Megan. And another person, she cleaned houses for people, and she ended up helping me doing the things for my household for getting ready to move. And so I am upgraded myself in identity-wise, although I'm not beyond silver yet, but once I recharge, well, I think that leadership courses that helped me, charge me to higher level.
Right, and that is such a big factor in that if you don't see yourself, it's not going to come, because I can guarantee you that if you take an example of the corporate world, anybody who's in a president or a vice presidential role of a company, they're going to walk with their shoulders a little further back, with their chin a little higher up, than let's say the janitor of that company. It's just combination. I notice people, I watch people all the time, and you see people that have the so-called bottom of the barrel job. There's not much of a self-respect even there, self-esteem, versus somebody, like the guy at the main Costco that we shop at. When you walk in the door and when you check in your Costco membership card, He's singing, he's just spelling it out, he greets every single person and makes them feel better. And it's funny to watch the people respond and react to him because he loves what he does.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely loves what he does. And his self-respect and self-esteem is at a level that he knows that's who God created him to be. And if we can't see ourselves as somebody who has something to give to other people, then it probably is not going to happen. I guarantee you what Elaine did at the shoe store with sharing with that person, with that gentleman, with the dust for his back, she was pretty confident that that response was going to take place. And we have to see ourselves as that. That's, you know, your reaction is the response that you had at the event.
Yeah, one of the two authors who came to talk to us is Brett Harver. Brett Harver talked about how you act is what the outcome can be predictable. And I started to read his book too. That it is it's almost 100% sure the way you act, the way you look, it's predictable of your outcome, whether you're successful or not. Whether it's a short-time prediction or the long-time prediction. Long-time prediction usually is more accurate than short time, because short time is by chance that people can be successful, but over time it is the predictability that it can be definitely 100% according to him. So I believe him. So I act more like a successful person. I start to think like a successful person, and when I argue with my husband, I argue to win.
And the two people that you said you registered since coming back from the event, did you go into that expecting to register them? Or was it, well, I don't know if you want to do this, or maybe you'll find this interesting? And
I did not have any prediction of my outcome from the leadership being more, but I am more open-armed, like, okay, now come and let's see what we can do. And so the attitude, it is more cheerful. So it is an attitude to know small things, but over time, I believe in this author of Red Power, that over time it's definitely more predictable in how, from how you will act and how you think and how you do your daily small choices. It is the small thing that he can predict people's success or failure.
Exactly. And for those of us who have not had the opportunity, I know that Dave Johnson has had him on his Saturday morning call several times. And you can listen to those podcasts at magneticleaders.com. Again, www.magneticleaders.com. I caught the first time he was on the call, and absolutely incredible material from this, both the kind of the logical standpoint, but also the scientific research and what he's done working with literally hundreds of people and bringing them to a point of self-discovery so that, you know, we can tap into that leadership potential that all of us have. It's just a matter of whether or not we want to tap into it.
And yeah, he's also been taped on YouTube. Dave Johnson taped his talk when we were in the camp. It is on YouTube.
Okay, so that you can find that on Dave Johnson's YouTube channel as
Magnetic Leaders.
Yeah. Is it Brett Harvard?
His name? Yeah, Brett Harvard. Yeah, Harvard, the college.
Okay.
Harvard.
Okay.
In that sense of YouTube, he's one of, it's not the only the person on the YouTube, on that particular set of YouTube.
Yeah. Well, Molly, I know for you, as far as getting settled, you guys are in the middle of a major move. You guys have been there in the Dayton, Ohio area for quite some time, and so making a big stretch and the transition is going to be huge. But the fun part is through the process of that, when when we're going out, and we find this happens all the time, when we're going out to do something, that usually other doors are opened up, and especially if there's people involved, that those questions will come up. Or people end up sharing things they're dealing with, and that's where we have every solution known to me. That's what makes it fun.
Well, the place that I finally decide if I ever move would be Raleigh. And you introduced me to Kimball Surgeon, and that's her town. That's her town. So if I hope I move next year, early next year, and then I can work with her on weekends.
Yep, exactly. Well, good. Well, hey, thank you again, Molly, for sharing. I appreciate it. Anyone else have something that they want to contribute to the call? As a reminder, you just have to hit *6 on your phone line, and that'll open up your line.
Dan?
Good morning.
Morning, Dan. Justine.
Go ahead, Justine, and then Jim, you can follow.
Well, all I've been, and I haven't been doing a whole lot because of my situation, but to keep myself sane, I go out every day and I look for at least one person or more to give a hug to. One day I was in the hospital with my husband, and we happened to, I came out of a room with another lady, and she was complaining to her daughter how down she was. And I said, "Ma'am, may I please have a hug? It seems like you could use a hug today." I gave her an Eakin hug, explained to her what it was. Later that day when we were leaving the hospital, the lady came up to me and said, "Ma'am, thank you for sharing that hug with me. My day was going downhill all the way." She says, "The hug brought me up and I had a better day." That made my day, and it makes my day every day that I give someone a hug.
Wow.
That is fantastic, Justine. And I think I heard Jim speak up.
Yeah, man.
But Jim, you did a several-month campaign, actually, called Hugs Across America on that topic of what Justine was just sharing about.
Oh, yeah. The Hugs Across America was a quest. I wanted to go to, and I did go to all of the lower 48 states. I started in Hawaii. And then did the lower 48 states over six and a half years about. When I ran into Jack and Bonnie Wynn, they taught me the correct way to hug, the Eakin hug, heart to heart. And I got a lot of mileage out of that. But just as I sit here, I just had a success. You know, I've been getting stuff out of storage. And two days ago, I wrenched my right shoulder. And I have been having a lot of pain. I can't get comfortable when I sit down or lay down. And during the call, somebody mentioned CM cream. And I thought, slap the forehead, duh. I just got CM cream this week. So I went and got it, rubbed it onto my shoulder, and there was nothing there. I put it on both shoulders. But right now, there is no pain. It's incredible. It didn't just get better. I mean, I have full range of motion and there is no pain. Just that quick.
And if, for those of you who don't know, the CM cream samples are, the reason I like them so much is you should always have them in your purse, in your car, accessible at any given moment, because you never know when you're going to actually come across something yourself. You bump into something or you get a, you know, all of a sudden something doesn't feel quite up to snuff. The cream works within seconds. And for Jim to have this experience,
It's incredible. Incredible. If it hadn't happened to me, I don't know if I would believe it could feel that much better that fast.
And then, and how long have you been dealing with the shoulder issue?
Well, let's see. I wrenched on Wednesday, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
So we're going into your third day of, And just in a matter of minutes, you put the same cream on it. And, and again, that's one of the greatest tension getters we have. And if you use it with the duct, in giving it to somebody, to people, that's why I highly recommend having about 3 or 4 strips of the duct. It doesn't take, we're not talking about a foot long piece here. No, 3 to 4 inches at best. I like using the formula 2 of the Nikan logos, and maybe even have some cut even shorter, but using it synergistically with the cream, and you can illustrate the point that all of Nikan's solutions work best and or when they're combined to use synergistically with the other technologies. This is why Nikan in the latter years here, last 5 years, have taken, like when the power band necklace and bracelet, they've taken all 3. And when people say, oh, are those magnetic necklaces or is that a magnetic bracelet? Well, yeah, it is. The problem, the difference is that it's got 2 other technologies built into it. And being able to explain sun technology and earth technology and negative ions, it doesn't take a nuclear physicist to explain it. Everybody knows you feel a little better when it's sunny versus when it's rainy and gloomy. It's just a given. And this is why so many people, you know, that live up north, they get tired of the winters and they gravitate to the south. They go to Arizona, they go to Florida. It's just a common fact of life. So, but using them synergistically. But, you know, what Jim experienced just on the call is a perfect example of how quickly things can work.
It's amazing, and I'm sure glad I ordered it. I got a tube of it and also got a bunch of the samples, the 15 samples.
Yeah, and 15 samples for $10.30 is a fantastic way to really, really have fun. The samples come with individual cards. You put them in there. You can staple a business card to it. What I've been discovering is people have been stapling a strip of the duct to it. It doesn't hurt at all that it's got 2 puncture marks in it. Not at all. And having people put the cream on first and put the duct on afterwards, it'll stick right to it. It doesn't matter. And say, here, you know, try these 2 together. Yeah. You know, worst case scenario, you're going to end up getting a retail sale out of it. But you'll find that people will order more, especially if they find out they can get, you know, a roll for free. So, yes, go ahead.
This is Barb, and Jim, I love the CM cream. Wouldn't be without it.
Oh, yeah.
So glad you discovered it.
And the great thing is I would not have probably thought to use it. But somebody mentioned it just during the call about 20 minutes, 25 minutes ago.
And, so it was worth getting on the call.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's incredible.
I have a quick story. We had to get someone to our yard this week, and neat guy. He's also a personal trainer. Anyway, long story short, back with her and gave him the back flush. Finished the yard, came to the door, said, it helped immediately. he comes in, and anyway, was very interested, and he had just had a spider bite on his finger, and his finger was swollen, so I put a piece of duct tape, a little tiny piece on there. He wanted to know more. We tested the water. We did a lot of things, and he was very, very excited about everything. But by the time he left, 5 minutes, 10 minutes later, at least, he said, my finger feels better already, and he could flex it. So I figured that was the easiest thing to get on there. Normally, I would put maybe a power patch, but the duct tape was so easy. Immediate. So I love the duct tape.
It is fun. Isn't it?
This guy talked about his wife having so many issues. He says, oh, my gosh, I know this. I love this. Anyway, I gave him pure insoles because he does landscaping and the back nine and called him last night. He said, incredible. He said, we have to get together. I want to be involved with this. And if I left my wife with things, if it helps her, I'm even more happy. But again, it was just so easy because he was, first of all, personality, a wonderful guy, which is why I just invited myself to talk to him and ask questions. So it's that easy.
Well, you know, it's always fun when somebody meets the first criteria of the acronym PEARL, P-E-A-R-L, and the first one being people. Are they a people person? You know, and if they are, then that's even more, because how many times have we met people that say, well, listen, I'm not a salesperson. I'm not a salesman or a saleswoman. And I always respond to that of, okay, you sold me on that now. Now that you've told me you're not a salesperson, I'm convinced you sold me. And they always laugh because they realize that, oh, okay, because they're passionate about it. You know, it's the same thing when people say, oh, I'm terrible with names. And I never let anybody off the hook anymore. I just look at them and say, well, you've established that fact. Why don't you quit? If you always want to be terrible with names, it's like saying I'm a miserable failure. Who would say that? But why do we say, oh, I'm terrible with names? It's almost like we want to give ourselves a buyout, an excuse. And if we do that, then we can not take responsibility. Versus, why don't we just instead say, you know, I'm not as good with names as I'd like to be, but I'm getting better. You know, give ourselves an out, make it easier. So, anyways, hey, this has been exciting. It is the topic coming up on the top of the hour, so I'm going to sign off. Thank you to everybody who's contributed. The list has been so long, I can't even remember everybody's name. But thank you again, and yeah, good luck, exactly. Want to remind everybody, $150 or more will get you a free Niken Power Band necklace. Great way to really have some fun this weekend. And I don't wait until, you know, this evening to think, oh, I should call somebody. No. For brand new customers, you can give them a discount if you subscribe to the Advanced Niken. You can set that up. It's really simple. It's the fourth one from the bottom on the My Business list. And have some fun with it. And if you don't know how to do that, call somebody. Call your upline, call your sponsor, call somebody and they'll walk you through it. But really, really have some fun with it. All right? So have a great weekend, everybody. And look forward. If there's anything that we can do on our end, give us a call. Give us a holler. And if not, we'll talk to you Saturday morning. Bye-bye, everyone.
To learn more about Niken, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.